Davis and Elkins College. This is our first real event of this year. As most of you know, we also do 5 weeks in the summer, and then we do October Old Time Week. A couple of rules about concerts here. Everybody who's on stage tonight is an instructor. And over the years, Augusta has developed this tradition that the amount of applause given each instructor is a direct, has a direct correlation to your respect and affection for them individually. You didn't know this? And don't forget that you got one more day with these folks, too. So I would suggest when your instructor is introduced, just go nuts. First tonight, our first performer for our Spring Dulcimer Concert is Linda Thompson. Linda's teaching the Advanced Beginning, Hammer Dulcimer class. She lives in Denton, Texas, where she runs a music publishing and mail order business called Harvest Time Music. Linda writes the Hammer Dulcimer column for Dulcimer Player News and has authored three very popular instruction books on Hammer Dulcimer. Linda will be accompanied tonight on Hammer Dulcimer and Bones. You haven't heard anything till you heard the Bones, by her husband, Wes Thompson. So let's give a good Augusta welcome to Linda and Wes Thompson.
Thank you. This should be very.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, see, that must have been my students. They have enough sense to clap beforehand.
Yeah.
They're learning quickly. Okay. Hammers. Oh. Okay.
And these were in tune when we bought them. I guess they still are.
Yeah. We're going to start with a tune that they call Inishere. I know absolutely nothing about it but that. Sort of an old Mother Flanagan sandwich here. I don't know. Old Mother Flanagan reminds me of all my kids. I can't, you know. I think they call me that a few times or something to that effect. And the other tune is a tune I learned from David Snoffer, and I can't remember the name of, but it has something to do with some, you know, sort of despot like Napoleon or Santa Anna or somebody like that. So maybe one of you can tell me what it is after we get through. Okay. decided to change what we were going to do tonight to do a couple of slow swoopy things that someone asked for. So I tend to go with those really sad, lovely old harp airs. One of these is Captain O'Kane, written by Carolyn, and the other one is Crested Hen, which is really not an old harp air at all, but
yeah, sounds like
still
one.
There. Take this opportunity publicly to thank some of the people that brought us here and bring us all together every year. Thank Margo and Joyce and Mark and Maddie and all the other people whose names I couldn't possibly remember, just for inviting us, for putting it all together so that all of us can come and learn together. We really appreciate the sound guys and the sound people. Bob Smakula, we really, really do know what happens if you're not around to make us okay. And thank Leslie and Gordon and the rest of the people that put on the concert. We do know that you're doing your work, and we do appreciate it, even though sometimes we forget to. We're going to finish up with one that I'm dedicating to my dear, dear students this week. First day out, I stuff a Sacred Harp tune down them in the first 10 or 15 minutes so they understand what life is going to be like this week. And so we'll finish off with Babylon Is Falling, I'm Bound for the Promised Land, and When Johnny Comes Marching Home. Thank you.
As that was, thank you, I'll start again. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Wes. That was great. Now, remember the rules. Direct correlation between love and affection for the performer, okay? Okay, you did pretty good that last time. Right? But Molly's coming up, and she wants to feel love, too. Right? Now, Molly Freibert is from Louisville, Kentucky. She's teaching beginning mountain dulcimer this year, and it's her first year as an Augusta instructor. Back home in Louisville, Molly gives private lessons in mountain dulcimer and in hammered dulcimer, and she's taught dulcimer workshops in, gee whiz, North Carolina, Ohio, Tennessee, and of course now in West Virginia. Joining Molly tonight will be two longtime and very popular Augusta instructors, Neil and Colleen Walters, who along with Keith Young, who's also here teaching, and some other folks from form the Mill Run Dulcimer Band, a very, very famous Washington, D.C.-based band. And one of the things to think about tonight while you're here, there's a silent auction that's going on, and it's going on in the lobby. And the auction ends at the end of intermission. So what you got to do, if you've seen something you like, you got to get out there, make some bids on it, and then just kind of hang around towards the end of intermission when everything will close down, and then we'll know who the winners are. We'll take a couple of minutes during the intermission to get that done, and we might as well talk about what's going to happen during intermission while I'm standing up here waiting for something else to happen. We're going to flash the lights when intermission's over, so you'll know that it's about time to come back. Also, let's don't forget another thing. Downstairs in the Augusta store is open. And for those of you that haven't picked up your Augusta sweatshirt or your Augusta t-shirt or your Augusta mug or whatever they got and whatever you like, plus a huge number of tapes and CDs, now is the time to go down there and take a look, because the store will be open tomorrow too, but now is really the time to get down there during intermission and do that. It'll be open after intermission also, and then you can get what you like. Now, one of the things that I promised not to do is to tell a joke, but then Margot never believes on my promises anyway. So there was the time, and this actually happened to one of our performers tonight, and I won't name it the person because he was kind of embarrassed by the whole thing, but there was an occasion when Saverio was driving to here and was going through Brooklyn to a gig, and he got so hungry and everything, and so he stopped to get something to eat, and so he stopped at this little roadside diner, and he went in, and he was just about to be seated when he realized that, holy smokes, he left his car unlocked with his hammered dulcimer in the back. Well, gee, he's really concerned about this because, you know, it's a prized instrument, and he's in a kind of a tough neighborhood, and so he rushes back out to the parking lot, only he sees as he approaches his car, somebody has broken the back window of his car. When he got to the car, he realized that his worst fears had come true. Somebody had thrown in two more hammered dulcimers. Yeah. See, that's why they get me to do. Yeah. Now, love and affection for the MC are also demonstrated by. And it looks like we're about ready. Good. Okay. Again, joining Molly tonight, Neil and Colleen Walters, and so let's give them a good Augusta welcome.
Get ourselves situated here. I'm so pleased to be here. Thank you so much for being here tonight, and thank Maddie and Margot and everybody else involved here at Davis Elkins for inviting me to be here. I haven't ever been to Elkins before, and so it's a beautiful place. I was not prepared for how beautiful it was. I've been through West Virginia but never stayed, so I'm sure I'll be back, definitely. Okay, the tune we're going to do tonight, I played for Colleen and Neil this past summer. I told them it was when I had gotten off of a Linda Ronstadt record, and I wanted to perform it, and I asked them if they had ever heard it. Well, right away they started playing and singing with me, so I'm so happy that they're willing to do that tonight with me. It's called When I Grow Too Old to Dream. Their sense of humor. We've had a really good time. I finally started giving out suckers today, and they were getting so excited about that. Dumb, dumb suckers. And stickers, they fight over the gold stars. It's just amazing. This next tune has always been one of my favorites from The Wizard of Oz. My son, who's in the eighth grade, he's 13 years old, was in a production of The Wizard of Oz at school this past year, and one of the mothers that was helping with the program called and said, we have 20 first grade munchkins And Molly, we were wondering, would you help us with the Munchkins? So that was my job for the Wizard of Oz, was to help with the Munchkins. And Rob Brereton asked me to do this song tonight. I hadn't planned on doing it, but he said, I love when you do that song, so I'm sure you'll recognize it. Chair. This version came from a recording that I heard from Fred Meyer, who is a dulcimer player from Indiana. He was my first dulcimer teacher, and he was did a recording that is no longer in print, and I've sort of Mollyized his version, he claims. But this is my version of Red Rocking Chair.
Ain't got no use for your little red rocking Mama next payday. Done all I can do, said all I can say. Gonna send you to your mama next payday. Well, who'll rock the cradle? Who'll sing that song? Who'll rock the cradle when you're gone? I'll rock the cradle. I'll sing that song. I'll rock the cradle when you're gone.
For you dulcimer players out there, I'll just give you the tune that I played. I only had a brain. I have my dulcimer tuned in CGC. It's just a step down from good old dad. And I just played that tune in A with my capo on 4. I'm tuned in DAD on this instrument here. This next tune is a Gene Ritchie tune. I know that West Virginians are very fond of their heritage, and I'm very, very pleased to be from Kentucky, and so happy that I have been able to see Gene Ritchie in concert many times. I have most of her recordings, and have learned a lot of her tunes. For those of you that maybe don't know who Gene Ritchie is, she's a dulcimer player from Viper, Kentucky. She really brought the mountain dulcimer out of the mountains and into popularity in the folk revival era in the 1950s and early 60s. So she has written many beautiful tunes. This tune, she said that when she was a little girl one day, she was sitting under an apple tree, and this big flock of bluebirds came and landed in the tree, and that was a very rare occurrence. And she got so excited, and she jumped up and she ran in the house and to ask her mom and, you know, or to tell her mother about it. And her mother said, "Well, did you count how many there were?" And she said, "No." And her mother said, "Well, go back and count them, and then you can tell your fortune." And so she went back, and of course the bluebirds were gone. And she said she waited for hours after that, and went back every day for days after that and looked for the bluebirds, and they never came back. And she used to tell her sons that story, and she said she finally got so tired of telling the story that she wrote a song about it. So this is called the Bluebird Song.
Thank you. my tree as they passed by. And oh, it was a wonderful sight to see as they settled down to rest in my apple tree. Count them, said my mother. How, said I. Out of the window came this reply. One, you'll have gladness. Two, you'll have joy. Three, get a present. Four, get a boy. Five, receive silver. Six, receive gold. Seven's a secret that's never been told. Eight, a love letter with promises. Three, nine means your true love's as true as can be. Only once in a lifetime, the old folks say, a vision of the bluebirds will come your way. Only if you're dreaming, only if you're still, only in an apple tree on a green hill. So stop all your hurrying and worrying away, and take time for dreaming on a sunny day. Wait for the bluebirds, and when they come along, tell your fortune with the bluebird song.
Now boys, sing it like this.
One, you'll have gladness. Two, you'll have strife. Three, get a present. Four, get a wife. Five, receive silver. Six, receive gold. Seven's a secret that's never been told. Eight, a love letter with promises. Three, nine means your true love's as true as can be.
Thank you very much.
Molly, that was wonderful. Okay, next up is Rob Brereton. Rob comes to Augusta from Connecticut, and Rob is teaching intermediate and advanced mountain dulcimer. Rob teaches and performs at festivals and workshops in North Carolina, New York, California, Massachusetts, Washington, Louisiana, and, of course, West Virginia. In September, Rob produces a dulcimer festival called the Housatonic Dulcimer Festival. That's because it's located on the Housatonic River. It's an old Indian name meaning here come white man, there go neighborhood. Very big thing in Connecticut. Tina Bergman's going to join Rob during this set, and we'll see more of Tina at the end of the evening, our ever-efficient stage crew. Listen, while we're doing this, we ought to make sure that everybody gives a big hand while they're standing around here to Dale Thien and Debbie Davis, our great stage crew. And then let's don't forget our great sound man back there. Bob Smokola, okay? Okay, now, what did we remember from the last intermission? When is the silent auction? During the intermission. Good, good, good. You're doing good so far. And then when does the silent auction end? The end of intermission. Very good. Very good. And where are you going to go downstairs to the store and buy? No, that's the wrong question, isn't it? Yeah. Everything. That's the answer to that. All right. Are you folks having a good time at Augusta? Yeah, yeah. How many of you are first-time Augusta folks? Oh, that's wonderful. Now, how did you find... Actually, we do have a web page we're kind of pleased with, and a lot of people are signing in and getting registered for Summer Augusta on the web page. For those of you that are web page proficient, if you go to www.augustaheritage.com, that opens up a huge Pandora's box of pages about Augusta, about the summer program, and we're ready to go. Rob and Tina.
Thank you. This is going to be a real treat. Tina just learned this tune, 2 minutes ago. Talk about a good sport. I'm like, play on my set. So we're going to do two jigs for you. The first one is, these are the two that my class learned too. So the first one is Pipe on the Hob. And Hob is a small footstool you put by your fireplace. And the other one is Smash the Windows. Ready? Bergman, thank you. Go Tina. Thank you. Thank you very much. The other thing that my class is working on is arranging tunes. And because they're advanced now, we've gone beyond just the white notes on the piano, and yes, we're even playing the black notes on the piano. So there's a tuning that I use a lot, and it's called the 1-3-5 tuning. You're tuned to just a basic open triad, and what that does is it allows you to pick up all the chromatic notes that are normally missing on your mountain dulcimer. So I'd like to do a tune off my album, and it's called When I Fall in Love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. I was here 2 years ago, and I was tempted to do this particular song. It's a yodeling tune, and I had found out that there were championship yodelers in the audience, of all things. So 2 years ago, I decided not to do the yodel tune. But are there any champion yodelers here today? Okay, then I feel a little more comfortable about yodeling for you. It has a chorus, and of course, because we're at Augusta, you're required to sing on the chorus. Well, living on a mountaintop, it's hard to get around. We've only got one little road, and it goes round and round. Grandma's found a better way of getting into town. She goes out to the log chute and slides herself right down. She slid down the mountain on her little odelay-hoo. Her little odelay-hoo. Her little odelay-hoo. She slid down the mountain on her little odelay-hoo. Her little odelay, little odelay-hoo. That's your part. Okay? Piece of cake. Piece of cake. The words are simple. Slid down the mountain on a little old lady who about 5 times. Let's just try it one time, okay? I'll coax you through it. The trick to yodeling is the louder you do it, the better the break in your voice, and the funnier it is for me. So let's try this nice and loud, okay? She slid down the mountain on her little old lady who, her little old lady who. Her little old lady who, she slid down the mountain on her little old lady who, her little old lady who. What can I say? Meanwhile, back at Grandma's house. Well, Grandma liked her ice cream, but her freezer wouldn't chill. But they make real good ice cream at the dairy down the hill. 100 tempting flavors from fudge to mint parfait. And when she had to get there, well, there weren't no other way. Here we go. She slid down the mountain on her little olay-hoo. Her little olay-hoo. Her little olay-hoo. She slid down the mountain on her little olay-hoo. Her little olay, little olay-hoo. Here's the extra credit part. Odelay, 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 her little odelay-hoo, her little odelay-hoo, her little odelay-hoo. Odelay, 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 her little odelay-hoo, her little olay, little olay-hoo. Well, Grandma's getting older now, her hair has turned to gray. But if you want to go to town, then this is what she'll say. If you want to get there and you want to get there fast, just go out to the log chute and slide down on your little olay-hoo. Your little olay-hoo. Your little olay-hoo. Just slide down the mountain on your little olay-hoo. Your little olay, little olay-hoo. Olay, 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 her little olay-hoo. Her little olay-hoo. Her little olay-hoo. Olay, 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 her little olay-hoo. Her little olay, little olay-hoo. Here's the hard part. Her little olay, little olay, hoo. Thank you. Oh, stop. Oh, jeez. Thank you. You know what stinks? You know, 10 years playing this, and you know, everybody's like, yeah, it's pretty. I yodel, and like, it brings the house down. What is it with that? Oh, well. Anyway. I have a bunch of people to thank, and Margo, thank you. Maddie, thank you. All the people backstage, Bob and Dale and Debbie and Leslie, just, this is like such a great week, and I know everybody's having a great time, right? Yeah. So I just want to thank you so much. It's a great time. And my class is, of course, the best class here, but it goes without saying. Okay. I'd like to close with a tune that I was very honored to have selected to be on a new recording called Masters of the Mountain Dulcimer. And it's a tune by Duke Ellington, and it's the one I pretty much always close with. And it's called Don't Get Around Much Anymore. Thanks a lot.
Now, where else can you go that you're going to hear Mountain Dulcimer playing like that? Okay, now what time is it? Intermission time. And what are you going to do at intermission?
Bye.
Yeah. See you back here in about 20 minutes.